Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, we're about 15 minutes away from having you call in to try to win $5,000 with Beat the Bank
ATM.
Five pin codes left. Well, all of them are there. You could do a repeat, but you're just wasting a turn.
Yeah.
But five have not been used, which means if you've been keeping track every single day with you and your crew, you have a 1 in 5 chance to win $5,000. Not too bad right there.
What are the numbers we're working with?
We're working with 3, 4, 5, and 6 in no particular order. I'm just giving you the numbers.
All right.
And then your job is to decide what order they go in, and if it's the correct one, that ATM will open up and just shower you with monies. Just like that. All right, we do have Jenna's dream readings coming up in about 40 minutes and Anna's midweek update in about 20. But right now, we do need to launch into Love Letters to Kelly, and it's brought to you by Stamps this morning.
Yeah, you know, it's been, gosh, just a year since I started this small business, a little over a year. And so when I started this skincare business, I was constantly, you know, we were packing stuff and taking it to the post office. And I'll tell you what, really time consuming, especially as your small business grows. I mean, really, no matter what volume of shipping you're doing, it can be really time consuming to go to the post office and wait in line. Stamps.com is so fabulous because it takes all the hassle out of shipping so you can just keep being productive and keep working. Stamps.com, time saver for small businesses. And they bring all of the amazing services you get at the post office right to your home. So even if you're just sending invoices or you're shipping out products like I am, or a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, which is now what my company's grown to, and I have a warehouse doing that, we use Stamps.com still. They have scaled with us. It's really great. And when you use Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and 40% off priority mail. You better believe we take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a no-brainer. And you can get a special offer right now as part of Kid Nation, a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. All you have to do is go to Stamps.com, click that microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Craddick, K-R-A-D-D-I-C-K. That's Stamps.com, and enter Craddick.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been together for the better part of a year. We're in college, finishing up our degrees right now, and he lives an hour away going full-time, and I work full-time and take classes part-time. I've gone above and beyond for him. I drive to see him weekly and make these grand gestures simply because I can afford to, and I've never asked for anything but his affection in return. Things seem to be going really well, but I noticed he started acting distant. He pulled me aside and told me that he was worried he was going to settle down with me and still be curious later in life what else had been out there in the dating world for him. I couldn't decide which was worse. The argument eventually escalated so far that I threatened to leave if he couldn't tell me he wanted to stay with me. I put my foot down and told him, you know, be with me or pursue his desires. It wasn't until I had my hand on the doorknob that he stopped me and told me he was being stupid. Whew. Since then, he's apologized. He swears that he doesn't feel that way anymore. But I know a thought like that doesn't just disappear. I worry if I'm making a mistake by believing him and continuing to commit myself to him. I have told him I forgive him, but I can't help but have that conversation in the back of my mind. I don't know what to think, Isabella.
Mm. Yeah, he was trying to break up with you and you didn't let him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You should have let him?
Yeah, sounds.
He doesn't want to be the bad guy.
Uh-huh.
No, the guys don't want to be a bad guy.
Yeah, you're right.
And that was his way of trying to break up with you. You're putting in 100% effort.
Yeah.
And when you say he's showing you affection, that means he's giving you some. When you drive all the way there to see him, that is not affection. That is just an act. I'm not saying he's faking it. I'm saying it is a physical act.
He lets you know how he feels.
It's more to it. A man pursues, goes out of his way.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, man, when Alan was pursuing me, if we had literally 15 minutes, he's like, I can meet you 15 minutes. Let's go grab a coffee real quick because I got to go pick up my kids. We would make it happen because he was excited
to see you.
Squeeze in those times.
Yeah.
Ladies, if you're doing all the driving to and from his place.
Yeah.
If he has this kind of conversation, like, I'm worried about our future, he's trying to break up with you. Let him.
Agreed.
Let him.
Yeah. It's hard, though, man, because we get guilted back in every time.
It is hard because he don't want to be the bad guy. When he sees how upset she is, oh, now I'm the bad guy. Okay, I'll stay for a while longer. But you're just prolonging the inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let him go.
No rebuttal here.
Maybe he'll come back.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been with my current boyfriend for 3 years now. We're juniors in college, and we both love each other very much. neither of us have had a serious relationship with other people before, so this is our first serious relationship. But here lately, I've been wondering what it would be like to date other guys. It's not that I don't love him anymore. I'm just really curious, and there's a bunch of hot guys around campus. Does this make me a bad person? I don't want to leave him, but I'm curious. What do I do?
You're not a bad person, but you need to sow some oats. If you go into a marriage with those kind of doubts, you'll be divorced within a year.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's not like it has to be. Breakups don't have to be because you had some huge, ugly fight and somebody got caught cheating.
True.
That's not. All breakups don't have to be that way. I had a guy literally. We went on it. Here, I keep using myself as an example.
Well, you're the love expert.
I know me.
Yeah.
We had a beautiful. It was Valentine's Day. He was a graphic artist. He made me the most beautiful card. I framed it and kept it for years after he dumped me. Because it was so beautiful. We went to this restaurant with a harpist. He brought me chocolates. Everything was so beautiful. He broke up with me like the next day, practically. And he said he just woke up and didn't feel the same way.
Oh, that was, I'm not feeling that guy?
Yeah, he's like, I just woke up the next day and didn't feel the same way. I humiliated myself. I drive over there in the middle of the night asking him, I don't understand. Things are so, I humiliated myself. I did all these things. I'm preaching at you girls now. I made every mistake and look a fool in the process. I'm trying to save you from that. So, yeah, if you're feeling those feelings, it doesn't have to be an ugly breakup is what I'm saying. It's just,
it's dating.
Maybe it's run its course.
Yeah. Get out there and date. That's the point of college, right? Find somebody.
You're not a bad person for having those feelings. Dating is about finding what you want in a partner, in a lifetime partner, X-ing out what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not disagreeing with you one bit, but sometimes you got to go through it.
Through what?
The breakup. You have to.
To see how much you really care or if there's the feelings?
You have to go through some breakups to learn. Just like you said, you're preaching stuff that you've already been through. Sometimes you do have to go through those things to actually learn.
I'm saying she doesn't have to. There doesn't have to be an ugly cause for a breakup. It can just be like, this isn't.
Yeah.
I need to go see what else is out there.
Yeah, you're not a bad person, Sam. You're just a regular college girl who's curious about dating other people, and that's totally fine.
Especially if this is your first serious relationship, you owe it to yourself to at least see.
Love letters.
The show on the shoulder.
Love letters to Kelly.
You're Kelly. You're the love expert.
I am.
So I was dating this guy, and well, here he comes, my ex, back in the picture. He said that he loved me and wanted to be with me. We were together a year and a half. I'd fallen so deeply in love with him until he broke my heart because he wanted to try to make things work with his baby mama. Well, now he's back, and now he wants to make it work with me. I feel like I'm second place. I'll never be what he actually wants. I broke up with a great dude because of how I've been feeling. Should I try to get back with the one guy that I broke up with or go back to my ex in hopes that he actually changed? Erica.
Why you want the bad boy that makes you... You just said it in your letter, your second choice. And what if he gets a whim and decides to give it another try with baby mama? If the nice guy will take you back, good luck. But if he knows about what you've done, he might not. You can try groveling just like the bad boy groveled with you and it worked. You made a mistake there. I would have stuck with the good one. Why would I tell you to go back to the guy that makes you second choice? Do you really think I'm going to pick that? No.
Of course not.
But everybody wants the bad boy. It's like the little... It's also the competition factor with the baby mama. Like, he chose me over baby mama. Mm. There's that little level of immaturity as well. I win.
Mm, yeah.
No.
And it damages the good dudes when a girl leaves you for a bad guy. Because you're sitting there going, like, I'm doing everything right. I treat her right. I don't cheat. I don't have a baby mama.
Well, a mature woman. And you can be 22 immature. You can be 40 and immature,
uh-huh.
And a mature woman will appreciate that. A nice guy.
Yeah.
True. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I've been having trouble striking up a conversation with a guy I'm interested in. He and I both went to high school together. We weren't close or anything, but usually we were friendly in passing, considering we had mutual friends. We graduated in 2016, and it wasn't until recently that he started being more active on my social media. He's liked a few of my photos, followed my blog and my Twitter within minutes of it being created. Normally, I wouldn't read into something like this, but he's cute. He's in a band, travels. He's been really successful out of high school and college. So why wouldn't I take a chance? But since we've never had a real conversation, or not since high school, what should I bring up if I decide to slide into the DMs? Should I just sit back and let things happen and let him make the move or attempt to make effort myself, Mandy?
Okay, Mandy, why don't you slip into his DMs and say, hey, you say you're in a band. I want to check it out. When's the next time you're playing near me so I can come see you? Boom. you've opened the door to conversation.
Yeah. So be interested in something he's doing.
Right. And that at least opens, it's a non-threatening thing. It's not saying, I want to make out with you so bad I can't stand it. But it's opening a door for communication. And sometimes a guy just needs that little extra push. That's why they made Bumble, right? Mm, yeah. Give the girl reaches out first. Guys, you know, sex confidence is sexy for men and women, but sometimes guys are a little unsure. They've mm-hmm. been burned a few times just like women are. So slip into his DMs, use the band, say, hey, I'd love to, you're in a band. I've never seen you play. When's the next time you're playing near me so I can come check you out?
Now, the follow-up, if he doesn't respond with, oh, man, I've been thinking about you, how you've been doing, what if he just responds with a date, just like mm-hmm. playing September 27th?
A link to their schedule.
Well, you know.
Our schedule's up on the website.
He's been actively following her. He's somewhat interested. A guy doesn't follow a girl's blog if he's not interested.
Right, yeah.
He's just looking for permission.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what I would do. If he doesn't answer your DM immediately, give him a break because...
He's in a band.
I don't check my DMs as regularly as I should. I didn't even know they were there for about 2 years.
What about your other DMs?
I didn't know there were DMs. People were sending me messages. I had no idea.
Do you have your other DMs?
Others. Yeah. So anyway, that's what I would do. Use the band as an excuse. That's a non-threatening introduction.
Take it from there.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been married since February. And over the last 2 months, I found out so much about his past.
Oh, boy.
He lied to me about everything, even the small stuff I don't care about, stuff that he doesn't even have to lie about. I found out from a judge he has 2 whole pages of domestic violence charges.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Now, I do have 2 kids of my own who call him dad now, plus the one that we have together, and I'm currently pregnant with another one.
Oh.
Every time I try to talk to him about it, he points the finger back at me and plays the victim. What should I do? Do I divorce this person? Get a separation? We're currently living separately, but he controls everything. And he says he's trying to get help, but he wants me to get help too. I ask what for, and he can't answer me. I don't know what to do. Please help me, Trinity.
Oh, Trinity, what a mess.
What a sticky situation you found yourself in.
Sounds like you got grounds for annulment based on fraud, right?
Yeah, you can put that down,
but
right?
But man, she's pregnant.
With another one.
And they have one together. You're going to be tied to this guy, but that's not cool. And the way he's handling it, it's not like, I've gotten help. I'm doing all the right things. Has he exhibited? Well, you said he's in control.
He's controlling. He lies about tiny things that he doesn't.
This isn't good.
No, not at all.
Because you didn't marry the person you thought you married.
Yeah, that's a fraudulent basis, and that would be grounds for annulment. But yeah, you got kids involved, and what a mess. But you got to handle up and take care of business and protect the kids and yourself. If he's showing no, I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's tough.
People can change. People need a chance to be redeemed and to prove that they are, you know. People do evolve as human beings, but the way you're explaining it to me, it doesn't sound like he has made leaps and bounds to show that he is this great guy.
He hasn't changed.
The way
he's still
lying. Handling him, turning it back on you, that's a manipulation, a control thing, and could be a precursor to abuse later.
Typically, people, when they have changed and they've made a better life for themselves, they will tell you about their past. And they'll tell you, hey, this is what I was. No, I'm no longer this person.
Yeah.
I know some people have very embarrassing things about their past they would like to keep hidden. Yeah. And they do. And people can change. They can.
Yeah.
But to me, in the way you've presented this letter, it doesn't sound like he has. Mm-hmm. So I would do what I have to do to protect myself and my children.
There you go. You want to write a love letter to Kelly? Go to kidnation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. And I think Gwen Stefani might write us. Did you see what happened on The Voice?
No. No.
Well, John Legend does a talk show from his Instagram outside his trailer at The Voice called Trailer Talk.
Uh-huh.
So he had all the coaches on, and Blake caught off guard with this.
A lot of rumors have been swirling around about you and Blake, Gwen.
Congratulations.
I've been told through Star Magazine that you guys are getting married. Have you popped a question, Blake?
Okay.
What? We're making news on Trailer Talk.
He took it back, by the way.
She would kill him if that was her proposal.
Yeah.
I'd do it right now.
I've been waiting how many years? And you're doing it on Trailer Talk?
Right? John Legend's right there. Why not do it right there with John Legend? All right, let's give away some money, Kid Nation. The name of the game is Beat the Bank
ATM.
And our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Here's what we need you to do. Give us a call. Be caller number 11 and 13. So we'll take two callers.
Mm-hmm.
And then pull out your handy-dandy sheet of wrong guesses and win that $5,000.
There you go.
Do you think you have the correct one? We have five remaining that have not been used. One in five chance. Hopefully we'll find our $5,000 winner next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bang. ATM. In case you're wondering what happened to the girl, right after this, I will tell the world. Beat the bang. ATM.
All right, so this is the girl that took off 10 o'clock at night on a smoke break. Was working at Al's place.
Yeah.
Gone.
Bam.
Disappeared.
Been gone for like half a week.
Yeah.
You have a resolution, an update.
I did some investigating yesterday.
Is this what we're doing in song form?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll get to that shortly.
Okay. So I'm assuming death isn't involved or you wouldn't make a song out of it?
You never know.
It's a sad song.
Time heals all wounds, Jenna. It's been a week.
It's a ballad.
It's a ballad. All right, Tennille, how are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
Fabulous, too.
You saying fabulous made me feel more fabulous.
Yes. We need to use
it. Yay! Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. I love your name, Tennille. I've never heard that, other than Captain and Tennille.
Yeah, well, Don Steele, famous artist who did the work for Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. Ah.
Okay.
I am the Tennille now. She got it.
Got it.
She got it. All right, Tennille, have you been keeping track of all the wrong pins?
Okay, so unfortunately, I haven't, but I am just going to go with the gift of luck today, and hopefully I have it.
Hey, the gift of luck sometimes strikes, you know.
Never know.
That's why it's luck, by definition. All right, Tennille, what do you think the pin is?
Okay, 6543.
Oh, that was actually my guess.
This
is a repeat guess. Yeah, Tennille, we have something in common. We both thought that would have been the pin.
Yep.
So there's that.
Well, you
continue to have a fabulous day, Tennille.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling us.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. I liked her energy.
Mm-hmm.
Christina, hello.
Hi.
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 I'm so excited.
You're so giddy right now. What are you doing right now?
I know. I am at work.
Oh, really?
I work at a high school in South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
What high school?
Yes. St. James High School.
Oh, Eagles. Eagles. Go Eagles.
Do you know St. James High School,
Eagles?
Kelly?
No, we're Sharks.
Oh, sorry.
Sharks.
Sharks.
So you must be coastal?
No. We're at the high school.
I know, but along the coast, if you're the Sharks.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We're over by Myrtle Beach. We're in Myrtle's Inlet.
Awesome.
For people who don't know, we just say Myrtle Beach.
Well, my parents lived in Myrtle's Inlet before they moved here, so I know exactly where you are.
There you go.
Sharks. Yes.
That's a cool mascot to have.
Gives me luck.
Yeah. All right. You've been keeping track, Christina? You and everybody in the office?
Do what?
Have you guys been keeping track?
No, just me.
Just you? Okay, that's perfect. That's fine. Don't share with anyone, then.
No, I'm not sharing.
What do you think the pin is?
Oh, God. Dear Jesus. 5463?
$1,000.
Oh my God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Pee my pants.
Don't pee in your pants. If you do, get in the water.
Oh no, you gotta go to the leftover drawer at the lost and found at school and get somebody else's pants.
That's fine. Get the onions.
This is so cool. Christina, what are you gonna do? Do you even know with $5,000?
I didn't even know. I'm gonna cry.
Oh
my God. I don't know.
Go out in the hall
and
just
pay for my kid to go to Clemson.
Yeah, right.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers on that one.
I need a little bit more.
Oh my God.
Go out in the hall and yell. I just won $5,000.
Hey, get out there.
I did. I won $5,000.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Awesome.
Oh,
that's a good winner.
I'm so happy for you.
Me too.
My daughter is going to crap her pants. I'm going to run up to her classroom.
Man, you're peeing your pants. She's crapping her pants.
Wait, can you run? Can you run to her classroom right now and interrupt and tell her?
I can't because I'm connected to the phone.
Oh, you are.
I wish I would.
How close are you to the principal's office?
Oh, like really close?
Does he have that loudspeaker that goes over the whole school?
He does.
Would he let you say, hey, guys, I just won $5,000 on the Kidcratic Morning to the whole show, to the whole school?
I don't think he would. I don't know. I'd have to ask.
We may call him and ask.
Yeah.
We'll ask him for you.
Yeah.
Let me, hold on.
Yeah, because it's a big deal.
This is a big deal. Oh, my God, hold on.
I'm not going to stretch that far.
I just won $5,000. Where's Pinnell? Oh, God. He's not even here.
Do it.
You can do it.
We're such
I'm going to get in trouble. He will so fire me.
Oh, would he?
Oh, really?
Would he get fired? Is he
oh, he's not fun.
What he left.
Yeah, we want her to do the loudspeaker.
No, but I will so lose my job.
Oh, we don't want that. Honey.
What about the vice principal? Is she there? Or
you know what? We'll do it during announcements.
All right. Well, Christina, you're an awesome winner. We're just happy you won $5,000.
Yay.
We wanted you to shout it to the world.
So cool.
So excited.
Now, if you do get the chance to do it on the loudspeaker, go ahead and record it and send it to us. Yeah. We want to hear you.
I am so going to record it.
Oh, Christina, we're so happy you won. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. $5,000 for you, girlfriend. Hold on for us, okay?
Thank you. Okay.
Man,
oh,
I'm excited.
Oh,
she made
that was so nice.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Jenna, do you have the new sheet?
Just like that, we give away $5,000, and here are four new numbers, so we can do this again.
Which means we're going to do it in less than 1 hour. About
exactly
45 minutes away, we'll have you guess again for the first.
But new set of numbers. So get rid of everything you thought it might be.
Okay,
the new numbers in no particular order are 1, 2, 8, 9.
Brand new numbers with a brand new number smell.
We will, during the break, get our own guesses again. Yeah. That was pretty fun to do it that way. All right. 1, 2, 8, 9. Less than an hour away from you guessing. And what if we give $5,000 away twice a day?
It could happen.
That'd be pretty cool.
It could happen.
All right. Right now, though, it's time for your midweek update with Anna. You know, SNL took time off. They were all gone on vacation, but Anna didn't stop working. She kept bringing you the midweek update.
Yeah, and I'm in such good spirits because of that win.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. So hello.
Hello, Anna.
Hello.
So happy October, Jenna. I'm very inspired by your love of October from yesterday. So there is some spooky things in today's midweek update.
Yeah.
But before I get to that, sorry, I know I told Trey to get spooky music. But I'll get to that in a second. Because first I have another joke that I'm proud of.
Okay.
So Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin got married again. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it. They had a beautiful wedding with A-list celebrities and A-list celebrations. But I had to keep up on Instagram because I wasn't invited. Oh. And I tried to get in, but Lori Loughlin never emailed me back.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah. Okay, so now I'll get to my spooky story. Thank you, Trey, with the music. Since it is the second day of October, I have written a spooky story.
Okay, I like those.
For you guys. It was the second day of spooky season, and all through the show was an eerie mist of feeling of when Kelly would say no. A love letter? A bit? A story from Al? Nah, none of that. We're all buddy old pals. But I woke up from a fright. From my afternoon nap, when I remembered that time that we all tried to rap.
Oh, yeah.
Don't quit your day jobs, said a listener on Twitter. Confuse us for Al's employees, assuming we're quitters.
Oh, wow.
But the spooky continues for the month of October. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Jenna said, ha, don't know her. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, very nice.
Oh, very spooky story.
Very nice. Very nice.
Spooky, more of a spooky poem, I guess. I just really like rhyming.
That's good.
Very, very spooky.
Very cool.
Spooky
very cool.
Talk rap.
Yeah, yeah. Also, something that I found out yesterday is that Tinder, the dating app, is releasing a TV show. It's a TV series called Swipe Night.
Okay.
And it's basically like a 4-part series that they're going to release every Sunday on Tinder. Okay. Because the only thing that could possibly be worse than being left on red on a dating app is being left on a cliffhanger by the dating app.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and swipe left.
It's a show within the app that you watch on the app.
So I would have to download Tinder, and then my wife's going to be like, why are you downloading Tinder?
Yeah,
and
I
have
just want to watch that show.
For the articles.
Right. Yeah. That's not going to fly, Tinder.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I know this was a short one, but thank you.
That's a great ending.
We go from your midweek update to a Big Al Mac update.
Well, this is a Don Cheadle production. I mean, let's tell it like it is.
It is.
I sent JC a text last night. I said, hey, Don Cheadle's ready. And he just sent me back, ready.
Yeah. Then I asked a dumb question. Same song?
Right.
Right. I was like, come on,
bro. Well, the weird part is you keep having to practice it. Don't you have it by now?
Well, Al has to practice it.
It'd be
better if you just rolled in just now and said, ready. And JC's like, ready.
I'm ready.
My man's always ready. Yeah. My man is always ready.
So this is the update on the employee that I hired last Monday. She's been a missing person.
Worked Wednesday, Friday, came in Saturday, and said she's going and leaving. She never came back.
Smoke break.
Yeah.
And this is the day where they make the most money. It's Saturday.
Right. Yeah. So we're all kind of worried and concerned. No, Mr.
Kelly was very worried.
Right.
Jenna and I were very worried. We were just like, eh.
I wasn't as worried.
Heartless.
Well, it's just happened before. Anyway, here we go. All right. She ain't dead, but if I see her, she'll want to be here. Hidden Nation was our worry where the heck this girl could be. I figured that this would be the case. No need to have the cops driving by her place. Where the hell did this girl go? I guess we may never know. She just went out for a smoke. She told us she'd be right back. Never saw her again, and we wondered if this girl had gotten whacked. Kelly chewed my butt, thought I was lacking. Turns out she's flaking, she was just slacking. How were we supposed to know? She just went out for a smoke.
She just went for a smoke? That's it?
Well, at least now you know.
She told us she was going for a smoke.
Right.
So yesterday I did. I took Kelly's advice. I sent her another text.
By the way, how about the guitar player, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I liked that song, actually. I wish I knew exactly what happened still, but.
Well, I'm going to tell you as much as I know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
It's not a whole lot.
That's a nothing burger again.
I found her address, and I said, well, should I call the police to go by her house to see if she's okay? I found out that she does live with her parents.
Uh-huh.
So I said, well, let me just try something else before I do that. So I remember that when I hired her last Monday, she said she worked somewhere else. This was a part-time thing. So I said, let me just call her other job and see if she's
working. Showing up there.
If she's
good
showing
idea.
Up there.
Perfect.
Yeah, nice.
So I had a friend call from her phone, and she said she asked for the girl, and no, she was not there.
Uh-oh.
So then I got a little more worried.
As you should, yes.
I was like, oh, my gosh. Okay, so.
But now you're thinking Kelly Raspberry was right.
Yeah. And so I was just about to call the police. And I said, let me just, I looked on the application again. I saw who her manager was, who she put down for a reference. So I called and asked for that person. Talked to her. She goes, well, I know her. Let me reach out to her. That doesn't sound like her to just leave in the middle of a shift. So she didn't call me back for 10 or 15 minutes. So I called the manager back again. She goes, oh, yeah, I talked to her. She said that I couldn't get much out of her, but she said that she didn't like it. She just left. And so.
Well, you know what? Now you know.
She's alive and just flaky and totally unprofessional.
Does that hurt your feelings when they say, I didn't like that? I didn't like Al.
So then the girl, the one that's missing or was missing, I guess after her friend called her, she decided she'd go ahead and return my text at that point.
Oh.
Said, I had a family emergency and I left the state and my phone's been dead for 3 days.
Oh, she's lying.
Yeah. Which I have to give some. That's a great excuse.
Yeah, she was just avoiding. But now you know. I think it was your responsibility to find out in this day and age.
Yeah.
You know?
You're right. So
she's okay.
She's okay.
I'm glad it wasn't something serious.
Now we're free to joke about it.
Yes.
Like we weren't already.
Wouldn't that have been awful?
That would have been so awful. But glad she's okay, at least. Right. Sorry she didn't like you.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, what do you got coming up in the showbiz stuff? No, it's not that. That's coming up in about 40.
You scared me, no.
It's time for Jenna's dream reading. She's going to put on the hat.
The small one or the big one?
The big one, of course.
Is that the one y'all prefer?
Yeah. You write her. She tells you what's going on in your real life based on what you're dreaming. We'll get into those next.
It's the Kim Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Christina, who won $5,000.
Yep.
A few minutes ago with Beat the Bank.
ATM.
If you missed it and you're wondering, oh man, did I miss my chance to win $5,000? Nope. Back at it again. We filled it right back up.
Oh my.
And now you're working with these numbers. 1, 2, 8, 9. Those are the numbers you are working with now. Okay. 1, 2, 8, 9. We'll have your guests here in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. But right now, we got our dream expert in here. She's got her hat on. It matches her outfit today.
It does indeed. Full right. Purple suit. Yep.
Jenna's ready.
Yep.
So Jenna, a psychology minor, is here to let you know that what you've been dreaming about often doesn't have anything to do with what's happening in your dream.
You're right.
It translates over to your waking life. And she reads all the psychology magazines out there.
I do.
She studies all the dreams.
I do. I'm so just obsessed. I'm obsessed with psychology.
Yeah.
But I'm not certified, so take everything I say very lightly.
All right, well, let's see what you have to say about this dream right here, Jenna. It says, I have had this dream multiple times since I was a kid. I'm 31 years old now, and I'm still having the same dream. I'm walking along the top of a big hill. It's extremely windy. The wind ends up blowing me down the hill, and I roll all the way down to the bottom, and I'm just laying there. A bear comes up, and as soon as it gets to me, I wake up. It's the weirdest thing, because I swear I've had that dream at least 30 times.
Wow.
What does this mean?
That's a serious recurring dream.
The bear rolling.
Yeah, so when we break apart your dream, wind is always, nature's interesting, it always symbolizes something. So they say that wind symbolizes your life force and your energy and your strength. So to dream of really strong winds is a sign that you're not prepared and you're just feeling overwhelmed by too many things in your life going on at once. I mean, this has been recurring for a while, so maybe there's an issue that he hasn't dealt with. Now, the bear.
They don't.
They just want to make a hunt.
A hunt.
Thank you, Trey. Now, bears, it's interesting. What do you think of when you think of a bear? Unless you're JC that thinks he can take on a bear, most people tend to think that we're powerless against bears.
Yes.
Yeah, like we're not going to win. We're kind of scared of bears because they represent a lot of anger, right? So they say the bear is this overwhelming sense of rage. You feel powerless in the situation, which then goes along with the wind blowing you down the hill. This dream is telling you it's time to confront the situation in your life and make a life change.
Hmm.
You could take on the bear, basically.
Okay.
Right. You just got to practice.
You just got to practice. I just pop him right there. Like, what now, bear?
In the face? Where'd you hit it?
A pop. Right there. And I look at him, what are you going to do?
And a bear does have arms about as long as yours. So
yeah, but they're all furry.
You're saying
stuff.
That everybody that's been killed or eaten by bears just didn't hit them hard enough?
Made them miss, you know?
Okay. Have you seen Grizzly Man?
Again, I told you it was a baby bear.
I recommend
bear.
Watching it. Yeah.
It was a baby bear. Big bears. I might have to just outrun him.
Oh, okay.
That's not what the warning sign said at the airport.
I know. That's not what it says.
But don't climb a tree.
Okay. The human in me wants to run away from that danger.
Okay.
I have these lucid dreams.
Here we go. Dear Jenna, need some help understanding this dream that I've had. I found myself standing at a gas pump in the middle of the night. As I stood there, I got paranoid. I was going to get robbed. In parentheses, true in my real life, too. So I don't know if they've imagined this in their real life or if this maybe happened in real life. I really don't know. Next thing I know, two masked men would be approaching me, and all of a sudden, a car crashed into the gas pump, causing a huge explosion, saving the day as I, Denzel, slow walk off into the night with a fireball in the air behind me.
Whoa, that's a cool scene from a movie.
Yeah, this is not exactly the first time I've had this dream. Please help.
Yeah, so gas stations are energy and resources, right? And that means that you need more energy and resources to move ahead with whatever goal you have in your life. And then getting robbed, a lot of people have dreams about robberies. And robberies, I mean, think about how invasive that is and how scary that is. It means you feel very powerless. Or maybe you feel like you're lacking some independence, or you've been treated unfairly by someone is what robbery dreams mean. I'd have to know exactly what's going on in your life to understand that. And then I think you've been watching a lot of action movies. Because if you dream about doing, she wasn't dreaming about Denzel, she was dreaming about a Denzel-like movie scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's always good. They say to analyze how your dream ends. So like that guy wakes up before the bear eats him every time, right? He's not dying in the dream. Dying in the dream is actually much more morbid. If you're waking up or you're coming out victorious, even in a scary situation, it means that deep down you feel like you have the confidence to get through it. You just need to address it.
Mm. Oh, okay. You got it in you.
All right.
Okay.
I don't want to read this one.
Really? I'm so glad. If you got the dream, I think that you got.
Hi. It starts off so friendly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay.
I had a dream that my husband told me to eat my one-year-old son. And I did.
Oh, my.
I was really sad about it and missed him so much after I ate him.
Oh, my God.
I woke up so distraught. What does this mean?
Fascinating, right?
Did you watch that dumpling short?
That dumpling, yes. But that was...
Oh, that was disturbing,
huh? That was
disturbing.
It was so...
And it was a dumpling.
But it was...
But it was good.
It was representative. It wasn't real.
Yeah.
As is this, Kelly.
Okay.
Cannibalism in dreams.
Oh, my.
Mm. Let's talk about it, right? If you eat a specific person that you recognize, you're having issues. And they say that when you are a cannibal in your dream, that you're actually lacking some identity. You're having some identity issues and you lack individuality. And a lot of times parents, this sounds crazy and maybe a lot of people don't admit this, they say that you will have a dream as a parent about eating your child because you just want to be as close to them as possible. So by consuming them in your dream, you want every bit of them, right? So you're having serious attachment issues and, you know, you just want to take in your child. Your subconscious is trying to show you, you need to be honest. You need to work on the relationship. Maybe you're being too close because you're having a dream that you don't feel close enough to your child, especially if they're really young. You probably feel like you're not there to protect them. You're not feeling close enough.
Wasn't that dumpling thing you're talking about, the cartoon that aired before The Incredibles, right?
It was one of the Disney movies. Yeah.
And it wasn't it because the kid was getting ready to go off to college and she was having anxiety about that, so she had this dream.
Yeah. So it wasn't a real kid, it was a dumpling.
Right, but it manifested in her imagination as the dumpling that she ate. So it's the same thing. You just don't want to, you want to keep it
close. Well, at least she turned her child into a dumpling in the other one. This one was full on cannibalism.
So the five of us, you included Anna, are on a deserted island. There's no way off. Who do we eat?
Why do we ask this?
We've done this already.
First of all,
I've done it with Anna.
I might eat you to stop all those dumb questions from happening ever again.
Thank you. We cannot ask this question any more times.
I might eat you. The dumb question's done.
Al would be like eating ceviche.
Okay.
Then. He's pickled.
Yeah. So who do you eat next? I'm gone.
Probably Kelly.
I'd eat Kelly and Al. Yeah. I mean, we just... Anna doesn't have enough meat.
Kelly.
Ate it.
Survival of the fittest.
Kelly's the other white meat, you know?
Anna's an app.
Yeah.
And the appetizer. Yeah, and JC got too many muscles. He's going to be all tough.
Yeah, you don't want to eat me, guys.
No.
Let me survive and tell our story.
I wouldn't want to tell the story that I was the one that ate everybody. You know?
True.
I've been really hungry, but I've never looked at somebody and said,
But you haven't been dying.
Please tell me another show in the country that gave you some cannibalism talk. About them apples right there.
For Jenna, the dream reader, I keep having dreams of driving up the road that is so steep, and if I don't floor it, I won't make it up. But either way, I always feel like I'm going to fall. Then driving extremely fast that I'm almost going off the road, regardless of cars or people on the road. What does this mean?
I bet if you sat there and analyzed what's going on in your life to this person who wrote this, you could probably determine, it's pretty obvious, right? You have that feeling you can't get uphill. I have a dream like this sometimes. It feels like maybe you've taken on something at work or you have a situation in your life or something in school, whatever your age is, that you can't overcome this obstacle and you're worried. But the thing that should make you feel very good positively is that you also have dreams countering this, that you're speeding out of control down a hill. That's actually great. That means good things are happening too quickly and you're having a hard time processing them. So even though it feels like a challenge, maybe you're having a lot of life changes and some are just freaking you out. But at the same time, simultaneously, it's just all moving really fast and you can't quite keep up emotionally with what's going on.
Okay, the five of us are in Hollywood Hills.
Oh boy.
But one of us has to pull the rest up. Who, Anna?
Me.
You pull the rest of us up the hill.
Yeah, I got the most strength.
Yeah, look at her.
Here we go.
Yeah, a little 5'2".
Right?
Of course.
No, JC, that. No.
What?
Got the strength, not the stamina.
What?
He's just talking.
Look at him.
Talking,
look at him,
JC.
Kelly.
Don't fall for
trying
that.
Trying to get me all heated.
Yeah,
over
don't talking to be right. Talking.
I don't want to get to you. Yeah, five deep breaths.
Five deep breaths. Yeah, I'm going to chill out right now.
Chill out.
Chill out.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bang.
Beat the bang.
Beat
speak with Big Al Mac regarding that here in about 15 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How big of a bone?
Well,
the tibia. Pretty big.
Tibia. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a big bone to pick, Kelly. All right. But we did give away $5,000 this morning to Christina. But we filled it right back up for you, Kid Nation. Got new numbers, 1, 2, 8, 9. And we're starting the guessing all over again.
Man, yep. She set the precedent
for winning.
Winners.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she
man,
did.
Man, she was a good one.
She was screaming in the hallways of the school she works at.
Thrilled.
She almost won on the loudspeaker, the principal's loudspeaker, but he wasn't there, so she was not allowed to ask, and she didn't want to get fired, so we respect that. So, Amber.
Yes, hello.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm actually really in shock. I can't believe I got through.
There you go.
You got through, and you get first dibs at this $5,000. You might get lucky here and be the second $5,000 winner of the day.
Tad Windy.
You in a wind tunnel?
That would be... I hope so. I really, really could use it.
All right, well, let's see. What do you think the pin is?
2189.
Okay.
Access denied.
Oh, got it.
Well,
sorry.
Somebody's got to be the first.
Okay. I'm just glad I got through.
We are too. And you keep on trying and keep track of those wrong guesses. That's our first wrong guess out of all 24 that we have. Let's go with Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fine. And you?
We're doing
awesome. I'm doing great.
You at work right now?
I sure am.
Yeah. What do you do?
I work for a mortgage company.
Okay. Slanging. All right. Yeah. Well, let's get you, let's see if we can get you paid. $5,000 would be pretty awesome this morning.
It sure would. Mm-hmm.
We've had one guest so far. You get to be the second one. What do you think it is?
Okay, I'm going to go with 8912.
Access denied.
Boy, would that have been.
Oh, that would have been so cool, Stephanie.
it would have. Yep. That's okay.
Oh, well.
Next time.
All right, next time for sure. Keep on trying. Keep track of those wrong guesses. We started all over. So we got, 22 left now?
Mm-hmm.
We had those two. We'll kick it back off again tomorrow, 7:20 and 8:20 Central with Beat the Bank.
ATM!
It's coming up next. Some of us went to the fair yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't want to let others know.
There's a reason for that.
Is there a reason?
Really?
There's a reason.
Slight hurt feelings over here?
You'll be okay.
All right, we'll find out what happened next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So some of us went to the fair yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little day to get out there. All the kids are in school.
Yep.
Weather was nice.
Yeah.
I know, Jenna, you had something to do, so you weren't able to go out there. And because we mentioned it, Kelly was going to go with her husband, Alan.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to go down there with my wife, Kinsey.
Hello, I'm Alan.
You should have just gone with me and Alan.
I could have just gone with you guys.
Cheering into all the girlfriends.
Oh.
Yeah, Al. But, Big Al, you said you were thinking about going.
Yeah, I was meeting a friend, more like I had kind of loose plans for lunch.
Loose plans for lunch.
Loose. Nothing set, no time was set, no place was set, just kind of loose.
But ladies love a man without
a
plan.
Because Kelly and I show up, and we're sitting there, and we're getting things started. And we went there pretty early.
Right.
And we see a couple that came by to see the show, our friends from Illinois up there. And they were at the fair, and they stopped by, and they're like,
Nate and Kate.
First of all, they go, hey, you guys are here too?
What a coincidence.
We're like,
what?
Oh, yeah, we're here like you guys are as well. And they said, oh, no. We just ran into or saw Big Al Mac.
Uh-huh.
You're like, no, that was a doppelganger.
Yeah, that's what I said, Jenna. Because I'm like, surely our friend Big Al Mac, since he knew we were coming down here, would have hit us up. And she said, no, it was Big Al Mac. And I know because he was getting some mustard off of some boobies.
Yeah. He was with a woman who had spilled mustard on herself.
Mm-hmm.
And Al was, she said, being Big Al and getting it off.
Taking advantage.
This is not a woman that attended the fair with him.
Yes.
Oh, it was.
We didn't know at the time.
Oh, right. You didn't know if he had brought. So he went on a date.
You ditched us for a girl.
Like I said, this wasn't even a date. It was like a lunch. Like, you know, hanging out. So, and we didn't know where we were going. So I knew you guys were talking about going to the fair. And this particular person had to be at work at noon.
Uh-huh.
And it was.
You're going to go to lunch and she has to be at work at noon?
Okay, so follow me.
Your story's falling apart.
No. The fair opens at 10.
You work till 10.
Right.
How are you going
to sleep? That's why it was loose plans, because I didn't know if I would get out of work in time to meet up.
Okay.
So I said, hey, what do you think about going to the fair for lunch?
Oh, so you took her there to eat.
It doesn't sound very practical.
No.
But I said, I want to go to the fair. You want to go to the fair? Sure. She never even had a corn dog before. Never had one.
Corny dog.
So I said, yeah, let's go. So we decided we're going to meet. Well, we didn't know exactly where we're going to meet. So I said, just head to the fair. Said,
but why not hit me and Kelly up when you know we're going to go down there so we can hang out?
Here's the thing. He gets off work at 10. She's got to be at work at noon.
Yeah, very small window of time.
You have 20 minutes to eat lunch?
Well, here's the thing. I figured working backwards, she would have to leave there by 11:30 to get to work by noon. It was about 10. So we'd have an hour. That's all we had was 1 hour.
All right.
So we met. Parking was very cheap at $25 per car. So I parked around the corner and free on the street and paid for her to park. So she wouldn't have to pay.
Uh-huh.
So we go in. I had stopped by my bank on the way to get some money.
Yeah.
And my banker goes, oh, you going to the fair? I'm like, yeah. She said, I have a season pass. I'm like,
so you got free tickets?
Cool. I said, I'll just have to pay for one ticket. Oh, she goes, you're taking somebody? I said, yeah. She goes, I got two season passes, but you have to bring them back. I said, no problem. So I got free ends.
Well, that's good, at least.
And yeah. She left, but why didn't you come hang out with us? We were there for a few.
Again.
She left. She was going to go back to work.
She left. I had to go check on my dog, who I thought was going to have diarrhea, which is a whole other story. But
why was he going to have diarrhea?
Because he ate
two steaks.
Oh, that's right.
So this was like a... It was planned to be an hour. We just didn't know where. So it ended up being an hour at the fair. And at the time we got there, hardly anything was open. The fair was open, but none of the, very
the
few.
Vendors. The vendors.
Just open. Okay. So we got a corn dog from Fletcher's, and we walked around and made a big loop. I knew you guys wouldn't be there. That's why I didn't call.
We were there.
No, you weren't. Not by 11:30.
That's what time
we literally just. She had just seen you, and that's when I texted you, and then you waited till you left.
On our way out. Yeah, we saw them on our way out. And because I would have, I know you said you had to go home before you went to the fair, and I knew Kelly was still here. So anyway, I didn't.
I could have used you out because, as Kelly pointed out, I was the loneliest fella at the fair.
Really? Why? What happened?
I showed up with my wife, but unfortunately, her friends showed up too.
Oh, I thought she wanted to have like a date day, like a you.
She had a girls' date.
I did too. I thought it was going to be a date.
That's okay. You can take the photos.
That's how she presented it to me. That's why I said I would go.
And, I looked up at one point, and there was a cluster of three girls, and about 50 feet away was JC walking alone, and something happened that startled JC, and he jumped, and he looked around to kind of laugh with people, and nobody noticed. And I was like, JC, come sit with us.
So embarrassing when you do that.
With me and Alan, you can be in our, what did I say, you can be in our...
In our squad.
Our squad. We have our own squad.
So Kinsey's hanging out with her girlfriends, you're hanging out with Kelly and
I could have gotten missing.
Alan.
My wife would not have noticed.
Yeah, I could have taken a smoke break.
Yeah, I would have taken a smoke break and left my life.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.